So I really am honored to be here. I am. I've never been to Pittsburgh before, and all day long I was thinking, here I am at the Fertile Crescent of American civilization. The Three Rivers, right? Anybody else think that this is the Fertile Crescent of American civilization, or am I the only one? Yo! So one of the reasons in the little bio, which as Joan and I correspond over email, I really hate bios. I really do. They have so little to do with anything else. But I really do consider myself the luckiest person I know, and part of it is because I'm here right now and because I do know somebody like Jimmy. We fell in together through a mutual friend some years back in Los Angeles, and he comes back to L.A. We read together. We have a good time, and here I am now, and honest to God, man, I'm honored to be here. Thank you. So I'm going to read one of Jimmy's pieces, and I'll read a couple of my own, and we'll get on with it. And I don't think there's a law that says you can't shit in someone's tuba, but maybe there should be. I found an old police report about a guy that wanted to put his brother-in-law through the living room window. The brother-in-law was a tuba player, a portly nerd, and had a fat ass, as most tuba players do. The tuba player's name was Willard. I asked him, Willard, why would your brother-in-law want to put you through the picture window of your living room? He said, because he gets drunk and doesn't like the tuba music. I said, how do you know he doesn't like tuba music? Willard said, because he's always doing things to my tuba. I asked, what kind of things? Willard said, he gets drunk and he shits in my tuba. I said, well, I guess that could be a clue. He also hates when I play the Lady in Spain on my tuba. I asked, how do you know he doesn't like when you play the Lady in Spain? Because when I play the Lady in Spain, he throws things at me. I asked, what kind of things? Things like beer cans, and one time he threw a pork chop bone, and one time a bowl of mother oats. Another time he threw a shoe at me. He didn't actually throw the shoe at me. He threw it at my tuba. And he's always threatening me. Well, how does he threaten you? He always says he's going to stick my tuba up my ass. I asked, do you know any other song besides The Lady in Spain? Willard said, sometimes I play Roll Out the Barrels, and sometimes I play Here We Go, Steelers, Here We Go. But it doesn't matter what I play, he just hates tuba music. And I'm sure that's why he shits in my tuba. I said, some men don't appreciate music. Willard said, I'm afraid of him. I said, all right, Willard, I'm going to lodge your brother-in-law in the county jail tonight, and I'm going to suggest that you get a protection from abuse for you and your tuba. Willard asked, do you think that will work? I said, maybe. I drove away thinking, I don't know what drives a man to drink, but maybe listening to tuba music and nerds with fat asses that play the Lady in Spain should be tossed through a living room window. And then I thought, I wonder if all people that play tubas have the same problem. And I bet it would be kind of fun to shit in someone's tuba. and watch them get tossed through a living room window. My head started to hurt, and I thought, maybe I should have been a priest. Here we go. American Carnage. Sherman's ghost leads a scorched earth campaign to the sea, using the Constitution to set countless fires. Trump grabs Lady Liberty's pussy. It's huge, he says of himself, fiddling as Washington burns, an ungovernable bonfire of conceits. Liberty weeps. All hail the American scream. Thank you. I'll be here all night. American crisis. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph, to bind us all with unlimited power, and we have none to blame but ourselves. A ravaged superstition and secret opinion to avoid every decent method which wisdom could invent. How rapidly panic runs through hidden thoughts to secure a bridge to hell. There is a cabinet of fortitude in which we must reason together to awaken the flame of liberty, to set bounds to progress with the devotion of happy revenge. the soft resentment of a suffering people staked to their own determined language of sorrow, draw forth the heart steeled with prejudice, determined to lay shoulders to the future world alarmed at one common danger. The blood of children shrinks back at the man that can smile and grow the business of little minds, reasoning that all the treasures of the world support murder, the absolute reason of just cause. Call me a whore of swearing allegiance, shrieking to the rocks and mountains and slain of America, where the trick is to terrify or seduce the people and receive the power to fear in the chain of mutual love that breaks the vapors of imagination. Bring reason to your ears, hold up truth to fear, know well, and see the way out of our collected ravage recruiting fast. We have the prospect of a glorious issue, the sad choice of a future whose fathers shall look on this picture and weep. And yet there remains one thoughtless wretch who believes it not. You're too kind. Really, you're too kind. Whatever, fuck it. We're poets, we're openly dysfunctional. That's why I like hanging out with all you people. Sometimes it gets to be a little too fucking crazy. It's like herding psychotic cats. But hey, I didn't sign up for this. It signed up for me, as was kind of alluded to earlier. The good Germans. The TV laughs at us. We are fat, stupid, and to the left. The believers are right, incapable of apology because there is no apologizing for them. The believers are my siblings, my in-laws, a few close friends, the gay neighbors, my stepmother, ex-wife's brother, and most all his born-again family. They have unshakable faith in the sainted democracy of guns and sing the trickle-down honey of money. The believers believe that global warming is a conspiracy cooked up by the Chinese on capitalist crack, President Obama from Kenya on a hip-hop prayer rug, Hillary Clinton from Benghazi wearing a slinky red email sex scandal sifted from the medicated tea of yesterday's news, a reality show for Christ starring Kellyanne Wrongway as misinformed, along with a half-dozen jittery sled dogs and Birkenstocks that can see Russia invading the White House from their disappearing backyard. Early on in this dark movie about World War II I saw late one night, a well-dressed, educated, middle-class family is sitting down to dinner. Just outside, tanks are coming down their street. As the father, nervously trying to comfort his anxious family, says, "No need to worry. The soldiers won't be coming for us. We're the good Germans." There are no good Germans. There are only Germans in this movie. And we are all Germans here tonight. So I'm just going to read two more short pieces and then do a Carol Burnett, "I'm so glad we had this time together, tug my ear" thing. And again, I really am honored to be here. I really am. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you. And as you know, I hail from the land down under dreams. A Hollywood story. Strange but true, angels find you standing in line waiting to take your last few dollars out of the bank. When the rent's due and there's nothing in the cupboard but a crumb. Or when you turn just so and somebody is there with the right kind of eyes to catch your falling star inside their wonder. Then the light breaks through and the messenger dove arrives with the news. Long live the song of yourself that knows the pilgrim child, that knows your dream, the one that you rode in on. Never know where you are going, and you will always get there. Bet on it and ride. And then this is a short piece. My wife's a librarian. Again, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. A retired librarian friend of ours gave me something one night to play with. I was a courtesan by the name of Onono Komachi. And she wrote something many, many years ago, hundreds of years ago, and it's been translated by hundreds of people throughout time, and this is my translation. Variation on Poem 9 by Onono Komachi. While counting days, the blush of roses faded, and their petals fell like teardrops inside the rain, as I looked towards the sea. And this is my little, thank you. This is my little Carol Burnett routine, and it's dedicated to everyone here tonight and everyone not here tonight. And I like breaking convention, not because I want to, because I don't have any choice, man. I'm just fucked up. So I sometimes give poems, written only as poems, to friends of mine that are musicians, and I say, put this to music, and this is one of them, and this is how I swing it. So if they ever name the streets, they will name them love. For the children they never bore. For the city built without eyes. Because there is always more than the concrete, the asphalt. The cars parked by exhausted meters, the pedestrians and the victims begging, 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 begging for the art of it. There is a skyline that does mascara ads for a living, and then there is the beauty of the street. The beauty of the street. The beauty of the street. The beauty of the. Thank you. Street.